It's great to be here. Great to be here. Let me make a couple acknowledgments. My mom, my wife, my son Hunter are here, all the way over from Sanborn, daughter Stevie. And allow me to introduce Ned and Adeline Kent, who are two fine residents of Washington who moved here from Sanborn. I want to thank Mayor Joel Wellman for coming out today and Mayor Noel Hardy for coming over from Ligoti to welcome us. Thank you. I got three buddies from high school. I've got Lester Lena Weber, who lives there, Joe Singleton, and Paul Dunkerley. So thank you guys for coming. Hey, let me tell you about this election. A couple, three or four things. This election is about high-paying jobs. This election is about taking the best ideas from Democrats, Republicans, and independents. This is about putting together a team that makes it about politics, about ideas and not ideology, where we focus on high-paying jobs, where we put teachers back in charge of the classroom and stop teaching to the test. Yeah. And where we finally realize that there are only eight states don't have pre-kindergarten, and we're one of them. Myself, Christina, working with Glenda Ritz, we are committed to bringing fully funded optional pre-kindergarten to every four-year-old across the state of Indiana. We think this is important. And we also talk about our state's drug epidemic. You know, we are number one in methamphetamines. We're fifth in heroin. We're 15th in overdose deaths. We put together a program working with law enforcement, as well as with physicians, mental health, and rehab people. We need to change the way we think on this. So let's have an adult conversation for a moment. For the drug dealer, the violent criminal, and the trafficker, they need locked up. We all know that. There's a lot of men and women that have suffered from addiction. Sometimes it's a medical condition and they get hooked on a legal drug. Sometimes it's a young person that just makes a stupid mistake. But for those men and women, locking them up, which is what we're doing right now, 38% of them are back in prison in less than 3 years. For the majority of those people, it is a mental health and it is a physical condition, and we need to treat it as such. For every dollar we would put in rehabilitation saves $4 in public health dollars and $7 in the criminal justice system. So we need to talk about these issues. Let me tell you, Christine and I have our plan. It's available at gregforgovernor.com. It's a lengthy plan. We've got 11 different policy initiatives in here. We'd love you to check it out on the economy, the environment, election, civil rights, a whole wide variety of areas. But let me talk just a little bit of excitement, because we do feel that we've got a little bit of lead in the polls. But we know that the only way we win in Indiana is to get support from independents and moderate Republicans. And having lived on the county line all of my life, I know that there's a lot of good moderate Republicans in Davis County. So I want to ask each and every one of you to reach out to your neighbors here in Davis County. Talk to them about the election. Remind them I'm a neighbor. Remind them I'm the only candidate that's made a payroll and former president at Vincennes University. Tell them we're talking about substantive ideas. Our economic plan's got 35 points from helping existing businesses and helping small businesses grow to making capital available for the entrepreneur, as well as welcoming new businesses. So we can win this race, but I do need your help in the next 7 or 8 days. I need you to talk. And I don't need you to talk to fellow Democrats. I need you to talk to those moderates, Republicans, and independents. Ask them to get out and vote for us. Ask them to look beyond the party label. Because we can do this, but I need your help. We are excited about it. We are the first Democrats to be endorsed by the Indiana State Police Alliance. And we're very proud to have the endorsement of state troopers in Indiana. That means a lot to us. We've also been endorsed by the over 10,000 men and women that provide local law enforcement through the Fraternal Order of the Police. Yesterday we woke up to find out we had been endorsed by the Fort Wayne newspaper. We were endorsed by the Terre Haute newspaper. We were endorsed by the Evansville newspaper. And for the first time, going back to the 1960s, a non-incumbent Democrat was endorsed by the Indianapolis Star for governor. Now, that's something that just doesn't happen every day. So I want to thank each and every one of you for coming out. We're hitting about 54 cities. We started in Sanborn. We're going to go today over to Vincennes and work our way up to Terre Haute and back to Indianapolis with our last stop in Hendricks County. But thanks so much for coming out. My name may be on the ballot, and Christina Hale's name may be on the ballot. This election's about us. It's about a place we call Indiana. I believe Indiana can do better, and I believe all Hoosiers deserve better. So will you get out there and help me? All right. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Good day.
John Gregg, candidate for governor in the state of Indiana, in Washington today at Eastside Park Community Building. We'll be back with an update a little bit later in the hour. This live broadcast paid for by the Daviess County Democratic Party. We'll check back a little bit later. I'm Dave Crooks, WAMW.